Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Exodus 34, starting in verse 12. Take care lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land which you go, lest it become a snare in your midst. You shall tear down their altars and break their pillars and cut down their Asherim, for you shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous God, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and where they whore after their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and you are invited, you eat of his sacrifice, and you take of their daughters for your sons and their daughters, whore after their gods, and make your sons whore after their gods. You shall not make for yourself any gods of cast metal. You shall keep the feast of the unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month of Abib, for in the month of Abib you came out of Egypt. All that open the womb are mine. All your male livestock, the firstborn of cow and sheep, the firstborn of a donkey, you shall redeem with a lamb, or if you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem, and none shall appear before me empty-handed. So we continue to see this deep covenant of God with Israel that includes also the being set apart from the nations that will be around Israel. God calls us to be his people, and he wants us to belong to him. He also wants himself to belong to us. This is what the covenant is about, that we shall be his people and he shall be our God. For us to be able to live like this, we need to stay away from other gods. And we also need to have a way of life which is different from the life of peoples around us. We see here the list of peoples around Israel because God wants Israel to be set apart, holy, and consecrated. He wants them to be different. The main reason for this is these other nations live a life which goes after other gods. It is a life of violence, death, hate, immorality, and slaughter of innocent children. God wants his people to live a different life, a life of peace, of love, of neighbor, defense of the helpless, justice, personal dignity, and care for the needy. God's commandments, then, set us apart from those peoples who are living violent, futile, meaningless lives. The worship of other gods also makes people live in a way that is not according to the purpose to which we were created. We were created to live in communion with God and friendship with him. And if we do not follow his commandments, we will walk towards a path that leads us to death, hate, immorality, and violence. This is not God's purpose for us. His purpose for us is a fruitful, peaceful life in the fullness of his love and love for one another. In the Gospel of John, the apostle introduces Jesus saying that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So these commandments that we're reading are not just so we may be righteous and better than other people. We're not supposed to fulfill these commandments in order to compare to other people and say, we are better, we are more righteous, we are living the right life. We are supposed to live these commandments to have a good relationship with God. And Christ has come to give us life through his grace, that we may bring also life to others. We're not just supposed to be different or set apart from other people so that they are wrong and we are right, but actually we're called to bring them to the fullness of life in Christ. The Lord wants to release us from futility of life, from worshiping idols, so that we can live the purpose for which we were created. But he also wants to do this so we can bring others to this same fullness of life. The 40 days, then, are not a season to look at ourselves and how good we are. but they are seasoned to follow God's law and bring others to know Him and receive His grace and mercy for eternal life.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.